Okay, Chaver, so last time we learned this Tosis on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, and at the end of Tosis we encountered this wild idea that Tosis suggests that if someone sits in the sukkah in accordance with the rule of Beis Shammai, for example, right, a person sits in the sukkah and the table is in the home, so Tosis writes, Lo yotza yidei chovaso afilu de'oraisa. Even min ha-Torah, you don't get your mitzvah. And this is already a head-scratcher. How can the chachamim come and uproot a mitzvah de'oraisa? To say that I don't get the mitzvah. That was the question. Now, last time, we kind of gave the historical discussion about, let's say, you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios B'Shabbos, do you get points, do you don't get points? That was like an interesting conversation, but tonight we're asking just more fundamentally, how does this work? So, just a rego achas, there are a number of possibilities that are found in Achronim about how this works. One possibility is found in the Tshuvas Oneg Yontif. The Oneg Yontif was the Rav in Bialystok. And the Oneg Yontif in Siman Tes develops the idea that perhaps sitting in a sukkah when your table is in the house would be a mitzvah habavah avera. Right? The halacha says that if I, let's say, have a stolen esrog, so the object is obtained through illicit means, so the cheftza of the esrog is possible, because the cheftza is tainted. And if I shake lulav and esrig with a stolen esrig, it's a mitzvah ababaveira, I don't get the mitzvah. The Oneg Yontif is extending that idea to a case when I sit in the sukkah and my table is in the house, that because I am following Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai is the minority opinion versus Beis Hillel, the Gemara tells us, in Erevin and Yevamis, it's a minority opinion. Since it's the minority opinion, so it's usher to follow the minority. So effectively, this makes it a mitzvah hababa avera, and therefore I don't get the mitzvah. Okay, speak to me. What's your problem with this approach?
Sometimes we
pass it
like
Beis Shammai.
But we
duck. So over here we pass it Beis Shammai, but again, Sukkah Gedolah, Sukkah Katana, whatever, let's leave that aside. Let's assume that we don't pass it Beis Shammai. Or we have the case, also Tosfos invokes the case in the Gemara in Brachas. A person says Kriya Shema at night lying down. Right? So that's a mitzvah hababa avera. Rachel, what's the problem with this?
Well, isn't this, don't we have the reverse situation, what this is talking about? Maybe I misunderstood what you said, but I thought you said that we don't follow the minority opinion.
Right, I don't follow the minority opinion, so I'm not supposed to follow Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel is the majority. So if someone follows Beis Shammai, they are doing an Aveira. They're going against what the Torah says of Achrei Rabba Mahatos.
But didn't we say that Tosfos said that if you follow Beit Hillel, then you're doing an Aveira?
Well, again, so that... So this conversation we had a few minutes ago, basically, let's leave that aside. Or in a case where it's a sukkah, kitana, or the case of Kriya Shema, whatever it is, let's leave that off the table. Let's assume that we pass like Beis Hillel for the purposes of this argument.
Sorry,
right? You're saying that you can't make that assumption, because it's against what we learned, and I hear that.
It's not an avera to follow the minority opinion.
Achrei Rabba Mahatos, you're supposed to follow the majority opinion. Right? So it's an avera. So, again,
it's an avera.
Not doing what God wants is an avera. Right, if I say Kriya Shema after Lacharchik Adam and Ha'aveira, it's an Aveira to say Shema after. So again, how we understand Mitzvah Habava Aveira and whether Mitzvah Habava Aveira is a concept Min HaTorah Mid Rabbanan is a large discussion. But I would contend that the majority view is that Mitzvah Habava Aveira is that the applies to cheftza of a mitzvah, and the cheftza is tainted. In this case, the avera that I'm doing is not that the cheftza is tainted. The avera that I'm doing is just I'm doing an avera. For example, let's say somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos. No? So the Gemara writes, the Mishnah writes in Chulin Daf Yodala that the Shechita can be kosher. Again, how we get that way is a whole sugya, but the Shechita can be kosher. What do you mean? This is a mitzvah above Avera? Right? The Shechita, Shabbos. Like, the answer is that no. The object wasn't obtained through Avera means, so maybe it's not mitzvah above Avera, although there's a lot of literature on this question. Let's just leave it aside. Let's take that as one approach. Another approach that we have to this question is found in the tshuva of the Dvar Avram. Did we mention the Dvar Avram, who he was, when he lived? Dvar Avram was the Rav of Kovna, and he actually wanted Rav Soloveitchik to marry his daughter. So the Rav was not interested in marrying her for some reason. There are different reasons why. But the Rav didn't want to marry her. So then the Rav... Whatever, I don't know, I wasn't there. So then when they, when the Rav went to America, so the Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav, wrote a letter that Rav Soloveitchik is a massive Talmud Chacham and he should be hired. Like, people should hire him in communities. That's how he got the job in Boston, because of the recommendation of the Kovna Rav. The Kovna Rav was killed on the same day as Rabbi Chanan Wasserman by the Nazis. They killed all of them the same day in the same place. The Kovna Rav was a huge Talmud Chacham, very creative Talmud Chacham. And in his tshuvas in the Dvar Avram in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Vav, he says that he had a discussion about this issue, about this Taisvis, with Reb Elya Baruch Kamoy, who was the Rav of Mir, the city Mir. Mir isn't just a yeshiva, it's a city. Reb Elya Baruch Kamoy said that maybe the reason why you don't get, the reason why Taisvis says you're not Yotzei Min HaTorah is because what Taisus is doing is they're implying the rabbinic principle of Hefker Bezin Hefker. So therefore, you don't own your sukkah. And if you don't own your sukkah, so therefore you can't get sukkah points. Meaning, the Chachamim have a right, to control all monetary matters. It's awesome to be a rabbi, no? They control, like, all money. And they can say, you know what, if you don't listen to us, Hefker Bezin Hefker, we'll take your money away from you. So in this case, you're not listening to us. You have your table in the house. Boop! We take away your money. It's not your sukkah anymore. If it's not your sukkah anymore, you don't get the mitzvah. That's what Reb Elya Baruch Kamoy says. Now, in the back of the Dvar Avram, he has like comments that people sent to him. And one of the comments says, like, dude, what are you smoking? Not in those words.
What do you think something actually happened? Has to happen in
Beit Din
for that to happen.
So Hefker Bezin Hefker doesn't have to be that like Bezin sits down and formally decides. Bezin could establish rules, mitchila, and the one who does not comply with those rules automatically forfeits his or her ownership. Right? You're not listening to our rules, it's not yours. But here's the thing. If you don't listen to our rules and therefore it's not yours, that means it's Hefker. Hefker, you're Yotzei, a sukkah with Hefker. You're just not Yotzei if you steal a sukkah. But a sukkah of Hefker, you're Yotzei in. So this is a question. And in the Dvar Avram, he, on page 182 in the back, he says that so-and-so wrote to him about this question. And he says, yeah, it's a good question. And you should know, when I quoted Reb Elya Baruch Kamoy, I didn't think what he said was real or correct. I just quoted it for the sake of quoting it. And I probably shouldn't have quoted it, because it's really wrong. But then, maybe it's really right. Because maybe Hefker Bezin Hefker means that Bezin takes away the sukkah, and they are giving themselves the sukkah. And now when you sit in the sukkah, you're sitting in Bezdin's sukkah, and therefore you're sitting in the stolen sukkah. Now that, my dears, is very creative. That's like, what's going on here?
Satan wouldn't, like, they're Yorei Shemayim and they love Jews and they wouldn't want,
they don't want
Jewish
you.
People not to.
Well, but they don't want they don't want Jewish people to sit in the sukkah where the table's in the house. So therefore, in order to make sure that doesn't happen, Bezin says, if you try that stunt, you lose your sukkah. And not only do you lose your sukkah becomes our sukkah. It sounds quite manipulative. I don't know. I don't like it. So then,
doesn't ownership mean das? I mean, like, does best end?
So, ownership... To be kone something, in general, I need das. To forfeit ownership, I don't need das. Forfeiting can happen with yeyosh. Yeyosh is actually, unlike hefker, hefker requires das. I give it over to you. Yeyosh just means I relinquish my rights.
But the Baal HaSukkah, it doesn't relinquish.
He is relinquishing his rights, because the fact that his table is in the house against the Chachamim shows that he is relinquishing his rights to the sukkah. Too creative, no?
Yeah.
Too creative. Ah. So then he has another suggestion. The Dvar Avram has another suggestion, and his other suggestion is that maybe the mitzvah sukkah requires dira. Dira means that you're living the way people live. The Chachamim have a right to define dira. And they are telling me that this is not called dira. Because your table's in the house, therefore, we say this is not considered a normal way of living. We take away your mitzvah. It's not dira anymore. That's his suggestion. Now, that's not bad.
It's playing off the keva idea, right?
What?
I guess it's playing off the idea of keva that we saw.
Right, the idea of keva that we saw before, as opposed to, again, it's supposed to be diras arai. It's not supposed to be diras keva, but the point is it has to be a makam of dira. It has to be the place that you live. I mean, you're thinking about the Gemara that we saw on Dav Zion.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. That Gemara is sort of the unfortunate stepchild of the whole Arai Kevasugya, in that, you know, usually we assume that Sukkah is supposed to be Diras Arai, not Diras Keva, and that Gemara assumes Diras Keva, and that itself was a problem. So we mentioned that the Bahamar says, well, Keva and Arai are like, there's a spectrum. And certain things are fully Arai, other things are fully Kevin, there's stuff that's in between. Okay. But the approach of the Dvar Avraham actually makes a lot of sense. The only thing is it only works by the Sukkah case, it does not work by the Kriya Shema case. Tosfos is saying that by Kriya Shema also, if I recite Kriya Shema when I'm lying down, I don't get my mitzvah, even min haTorah. Hello? How does that work? That can't be because of a Hefker Bezin Hefker. That can't be because of that it's not Dira. Those Svaras are Svaras that are limited to Sukkah. So I have one Svara of the Oneg Yontiv, that somehow this is called the Mitzvah Hababa Aveira. It could be just that the Chachamim decided to take away the Mitzvah in order to reinforce their Takana, but be it as it may, let's just take a step back. Hannah, yeah.
Why can't it be just true that they can just do this? Can't it be true?
It can be, but it seems so weird that I think we have to try to think of a mechanism that they use to get to this point. It can be. It can be that they're just taking it away. You don't get your mitzvah. But it would still be nicer if I had a better way of explaining it. You're right. I mean, I could just say, that's the way it is, go home, close up shop. But I'd rather say something more. Which, again, it's only because you asked at the end of Shir last week that we should develop this further. Yeah?
I just feel like, what's that? The
Kol HaChachamim La'akor Dvar Min HaTorah Sheh V'Al Tasa? So, Yecholam HaChachamim La'akor Dvar Min HaTorah Sheh V'Al Tasa means that the Chachamim can say, don't shake a lulav on Shabbos. Don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Is this Sheval Ta'asa?
No, but it's saying.
This is like, I did something, and then they say, I don't get points. That's already harder.
They're not telling you not to do something. It's not like a kum va'ase, where they're saying doing something wrong. They're saying that what you did doesn't count. So feels like it's a little bit in that orbit.
It might be, and maybe that's the parallel. So you're a little. That sugya doesn't really sound like this, because that sugya sounds like they're telling me not to do something. Over here, I already did it. It's post fact. And that's the difference. Now, let's just take a step back for a second. Rav Soloveitchik has the following chakira. The Rav likes to make complicated things even more complicated. So the Rav asks, when Tosfos says that I don't get the mitzvah even min haTorah, does that mean that I don't get the kiyum haMitzvah? That they take away my points? Right? We do mitzvos because one of the reasons we do mitzvos is because we assume that la'asad lavo Hashem will reward us based on what we do and punish us for what we don't do. So are the chachamim taking away, are they removing the kiyum haMitzvah? And they're saying min haTorah, you don't get your mitzvah points. Or maybe they're saying something much more than that. They're saying that I don't even have a maisa haMitzvah. Meaning, you think you're sitting in a sukkah. Ha, 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 ha. You're not sitting in a sukkah. You're sitting in a house. It's not a sukkah. Right? So this is the Rav's question. L'may nafgamina, whether they take away the maisa haMitzvah, they take away the kiyum haMitzvah. So the Rav says, well, you know, you're not supposed to, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That would be Baal Tosef. For us, we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, or we're supposed to. If you're Hasidic, we'll have to discuss that on a different occasion. But you're supposed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And in the Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, if you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, that's Baal Tosef. It's an extra, unnecessary thing that you're doing, and it's wrong. Well, it's only Baal Tosef if it's a Maisa haMitzvah, right? If the pshat is that when I sit in the sukkah and my table's in the house, that that is tantamount to not sitting in the sukkah. So I'm sitting at home. So if I sit there on Shmini Atzeres, big whoop, I'm sitting at home. But if the pshat is that it is a Maisa haMitzvah, but they take away my mitzvah points, and I don't have the kiyum haMitzvah. So in that case, so l'cha'ora, there is Baal Tosef. Because the mitzvah, the avera of Baal Tosef is, don't do a maisa haMitzvah when you're not supposed to. So Rav Soloveitchik's question on the Tosis is whether they are taking away the maisa haMitzvah or the kiyum haMitzvah. That's the Rav's question. And the Rav over here tries to develop this idea in Rav fashion from a Rambam. The Rambam writes by a sukkah gedola. This is Perek Vav Halachetes. Misha Yerosha Verubo Vishulchano Besoch Beso. Misha Yerosha Verubo Besoka Vishulchano Besoch Beso. Hareza Usser Uki Ilu Lo Achal Besoka. Ki Ilu Lo Achal Besoka. Because of the gezeira, that would mean l'cha'ora that it's as if I'm sitting at home. It's ki'ilu lo achal basuka. Okay. Now, that's the Rambam. Whether Tosis says that or not is unclear, but I would venture to guess that this question as to whether the Chachamim are taking away the Maisa haMitzvah or whether they're only taking away the Kiyum haMitzvah, this should depend on the various explanations that we gave until now. Does anyone want to plug this in? Remember, we have explanations of Reb Elia Baruch Kamoi, who says like a stolen sukkah on some level, it's a hefker sukkah. We have an explanation that it's not dira. We have an explanation that's a mitzvah hababa aveira. L'cha'ora, those explanations are leading in different directions, no? If I assume that it is a hefker sukkah, and for whatever the reason you don't get the mitzvah with a hefker sukkah, it's like a stolen sukkah, that means it's not a maisa mitzvah. I'm not sitting in a sukkah. A stolen sukkah is not a sukkah, no? L'chayra. Or it's not a sukkah to be yotze with. If the pshad is that it's not called dira, that means you're not sitting in the sukkah. Mitzvah babaveira, because you're going against Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Does that mean it's not a Maisa mitzvah? Or that means that it's a Maisa mitzvah that has an Avera with it, and therefore we take away your mitzvah points. That would be more in the direction, it seems to me, of the Kiyom HaMitzvah, rather than taking away the Maisa HaMitzvah. So again, this is all Schwartz, it is all in Schwartz's head. So if you don't like it, that's great. But it seems to me that the Rav's Chakira should depend on the various reasons that the Poskim suggest for this Taisus. Good. This was fun. Now we have to learn Torah. Yeah.
In terms of the Kiyum, the essentially getting schar, so it just kind of, I don't know, feels to me that Chazal, or you could, they have more of a right to kind of control how much schar you get for a mitzvah, as opposed to actually taking away the maisa mitzvah. Like if the Torah says you've done this and you're yotzei, so maybe you can be yotzei, but you're not getting as much schar.
Right, so you understand the approach of taking away schar. You say that that's more readily understandable than the approach that says that it's not a maisa hamitzvah at all. Mm-hmm. And if you want to say it's not a maisa hamitzvah at all, so then we'd have to be more creative and come up with better reasons. I'm willing to agree with that. I think that's reasonable. Oh, now the thing that I forgot to mention, which is on the Maror Makomis, I gave you a Talmid Rebbe Yonah and Brachos. Okay, so the first sugya in Brachos says, right, that you are not supposed to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos Halayla, because we're worried that you're going to come home and you're going to eat and drink and you're not going to say Shema, and you'll miss out on Shema all night, and you'll do the Aveira of not doing the mitzvah, and therefore the Chachomim saying, the first mission of Brachos, say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. Okay, grand. What happens if Chatzos comes and I didn't say Shema? Is there a reason for me to say Shema? Do I gain anything by saying Shema after Chatzos? So what does the Rabbeinu Yonah say? Two opinions.
Yeah.
He says yes and no. Right? So it's amazing. Like anything you say, he says. Right? It's great. So Rabbeinu Yonah has two opinions. The first opinion says, yeah, of course, you get the mitzvah. Like, min ha-toyra, you can say Kriya Shema all night. There's a gezira d'rabbanon, not to say Shema after Chatzos. So of course, if Chatzos comes and goes, do the mitzvah d'raisa. Why not? Then Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. Maybe the Chachamim took the mitzvah away from you. Right? You saw that line? If you pass it to me, I'll just read it inside. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Rabbi Yesh Lahakshos, etc. V'nira l'mari harav, disfir li l'rabbonin, shafilu kriyat shema atzma, shimina Torah kol alayla, eino korei osa achachatzos, sheyecholam chachomim lefatro mi mitzvahs asei, kozman sha'osin ke mishum siyag o mishum kiyom mitzvah atzma. Like we see that the mitzvah of lulav min ha-Torah you take b'yom rishon, even if it's Shabbos, the Chachamim say you don't. So here also the Chachamim say, don't say Shema after Chatzos, and there is no purpose in saying the Shema after Chatzos. You won't gain anything by doing it, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, according to his Rebbeim. And therefore, right, it sounds very much like our Taisus. The Chachamim are saying, don't do the mitzvah. And you know what? If you do it, it's not a mitzvah. Now that case is going to be harder to understand according to the svaras that we said of Hefker, of Nadira, right? Those are like only Sukkah svaras. This, and to say the mitzvah hababa avera svara, we also find that very difficult. It would seem more like what Tanya was saying before about just like the sugyan yavamis of Yechom Chachamim Lakar Davim and Atayra, that's what they're invoking. Although, like we noted, it doesn't seem to be an exact parallel. Adkan, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, these are collector's items. Yes?
We were wondering when we were reading the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah. He says Sayag for the purpose of Sayag and also for the purpose of the Mitzvah Atzma.
Yeah.
We're just wondering if the, And then he just listed like three examples, which what he said all were sayag examples.
Right.
Even though, so he says the.
There's sayag in the mitzvah atzma, and then he only talks about sayag.
He talks about sayag, but he lists two examples. One of which was the tzitzit wearing kilayim.
Okay.
And the other which I can't remember.
But he has the lulav.
The lulav, yeah, the lulav and the tzitzit were both like in case you might do a navira. So you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to
recognize. Right.
But then the last one was the Kriyat Shema, and that sounded more like he was going to say, oh, it's for the mitzvah, to make you do the mitzvah.
But the funny thing is, again, like the Mishnah says that not saying Shema is considered an Aveira. Like so the difference between siyag for the mitzvah itself, or the difference between protection for the mitzvah itself and the idea of siyag seems to be very hazy.
Okay. And then I guess it would follow with the sukkah example, because you could say that it's definitely an aveira, and I think according to us, for to eat
outside of a sukkah. But I mean, we saw that actually in Daf Beis. We had a few inferences from the Taisus Dibur Masa D'Oraisa that you violate an Isser when you eat outside of the sukkah. It's not just that you don't get the mitzvah,
yeah.
Which would be even more than the Kriya Shema case.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on. The Gemara, if you remember, had on Gimel Amud Aleph that the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi of Rebbe is that a sukkah has to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. And the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say that a sukkah only has to be 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, not Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says, Man Tan Lo Hadutan Rabbonon, who is the author of the following Braisa? And we give a list of halachos of homes, halachos of a bayis, and the bayis has to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. And over the next, I hope, 2 weeks or so, we'll go into these cases in greater detail. But a home that doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos is potter from a mezuzah. Okay? So if you have a very narrow closet, it's not 4 by 4, not 7 3/4 feet by 7 3/4 feet. There's no chiyuv of a mezuzah. It's potter min ha-ma'akeh. What's ma'akeh? The fence around the roof. Right? It doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos. There's no chiyuv of ma'akeh. Eino metamid b'negayim. Right? It doesn't get tumas nigei batim. Eino nechlat b'batei arechoma. The Torah says if you sell a house in a walled city, you have 2 years to redeem it. Right? That's the psukim in Parashas Bahar. That's a din on the bias. Bias, by definition, has to be 4 by 4. So it's not nechlat. Ein chozen alav me'orchei mochama. No. The Kayan Meshuach Mochama gives a whole speech before the war. And the Kayan Meshuach Mochama says that if you did the following things, you should go back home. Right? If a person got married, had erisin, not yet nesuin, you didn't move in with your wife, a person plants a vineyard, and a person built a home. What's a home? A home has to be 4 by 4. If you build a little shed, right, that's not a home, and then you still have to fight the war. The in the arvin bo, what's in the arvin bo?
It's not included in the definition of an
eruv. Okay. In other words, the homes to be chayiv in eruv, it has to be that you have 2 homes in the courtyard. Ein ma'arvin bo means that if you have a home that's not dalet al dalet, it's not considered a home for purposes of eruv. Ein mishtatfin bo means in terms of shitufei mevuos, that when 2 chatzeros open one into the other, so if the house is too small, so it doesn't count for shitufei mevuos. The Gemara will address this a little more on Amud Beis. Eimei nichen bo eruv means that halacha is that for an eruv you collect bread from all of the homeowners and you have to leave the bread in. Today we use matzah. You leave the matzah in one home. You're not allowed to leave the matzah in a home that is not 4 by 4. The enosin also ibor bring shtei ayarois. These are halachos of tchumen. You can't extend a city with a home that's less than 4 by 4. The details about this are discussed in Rashi and Taisus. and Achen and Shutvin don't divide it, etc. So the Gemara says, Oleim a Rebbe, Hivel a Rabbonon. Right? In other words, all these cases say a home has to be 4x4, and it would seem like this goes according to Rebbe, not the Rabbonon, because Rebbe says that a sukkah has to be 4x4. So the Gemara rejects this, and the Gemara says, no, right? Sukkah is diras arai. So that's why the Chachamim say it doesn't have to be 4x4, but all these other cases are diras keva, so therefore it has to be 4x4. Okay, so everyone agrees that these are the dinim of homes. Okay, so I want to just make a few points over here. Taisfis bayis she'im bo dalet amos. Did any of you do this tosis?
I didn't understand what tovel lemaaser had to do with a bayis.
Okay, so tovel lemaaser means that the halacha is that you're allowed to eat fruit, achilas arai, until the food came into the bayis, and it has to come into the bayis derech ha-pesach, not derech ha-aliyah. In other words, I'm allowed to nibble on food in the field without taking trumas and maisris. The only time the real chiyuv of trumas and maisris sets in, that you can't even nibble on the tiny bit, that it becomes real tevel, that you're not allowed to eat, is when it enters the home.
So tovel is the lashon tevel, not
tefila. Correct. Nachon. Right? Eino tovel lema'aser means it is not tevel for maaser purposes. Also, if someone makes a neder not to go into a home, so you're allowed to enter a home that is not 4x4, because it's not a home. And there's a din of anara hamu'urasa, right? A woman who had eris and not nesuin, and she had an affair. So the Torah says, Uskaluha Pesach Beis Aviha, you stone her by the door of her father's home, and if the home is less than 4x4, you don't stone her over there. Right? That's what the Taisa says. What Tosus is basically getting at is that there are other halachos of homes in the Torah. And he says, yeah, our Gemara has one list, the Yerushalmi adds a few others. The Aruch Laner is bothered that there's a couple of cases. Right, there are two Aruch Laners that I gave, you know. One is on the Gemara. This is the Aruch Laner on the Gemara. And the Aruch Laner is basically bothered that there are a few other cases that the din bias is in the Torah. And it's not listed in this Braisa. The Torah says that by Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to take it min habayis hachutza. No? You can't take the Karban Pesach outside. It's din bayis. There's a din lo savo el beso la avot avoto, that if I lend you money, so I'm not allowed to go into your house to take the collateral. You have to take it out for me. The Torah uses the word bayis in a bunch of places. And the Aruch Laner is bothered by Akasha. How come if we're giving the comprehensive list of bias in Sukkah Daf Gimel, how come we don't include those cases as well? That's Aruch Laner's Akasha. Now, why is this important? So it's important for the following reason. We have a halacha of bias midrabbonon that's really very relevant, no? It wasn't that long ago that there was a yontif called Chanukah. Where do you light your Chanukah candles? Chanukah is mitzvat ner ish u beito, meaning ner is Chanukah is a mitzvah on a home. No, most poskim assume that it's not proper what Chabad does, that they light candles out in a park, because that's not the mitzvah ner is Chanukah. Ner is Chanukah has to be in a home. Now again, the Lubavitcher Rebbe himself said that you're right, it's not really the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah, it's a mitzvah of Chinuch. He's teaching people how to make the brachos. That's what the Rebbe used to say. Okay, not bad. But the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah requires a bayis, l'chaira. That's very relevant, no? People often ask a question, I'm flying Chanukah, I'm going to be on the plane all night, what do I do about Neris Chanukah? So I'll tell you what not to do. Do not light a candle on the plane. Right? But what do you do about Neris Chanukah? Well, are you chayiv? Maybe you don't have a bias, and there's no chiv of Neres Chanukah when you don't have a home. Now, if I assume that you need a home to be chayiv in Neres Chanukah, so then, if I assume that you need a home to be chayiv in Neros Chanukah, so we have to question, what does it mean to be a home? If I sleep over in your house on Chanukah, so the Gemara writes, the achsenoi is mishtatif bepriti. A guest chips in. Why doesn't the guest light Chanukah candles on his or her own? Why does the Gemara say that you chip in? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, because the myth of Neros Chanukah is a din on the bias. If I'm visiting your house, it's not my bias, so I can't light on my own. What I do is I chip in. No? When I chip in, there are different ways of saying it. It could be that I'm just connecting to the mitzvah somehow. It could be in the more lumdish sort of way, maybe I'm purchasing part of your house. But the point is that Neres Chanukah requires a bias. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik said it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, no? I think most people follow the Mishnah Berurah. When most people go to someone's home during Chanukah, they light their own Chanukiah or menorah, whatever we call it, no? Most people don't just give a coin to the homeowner. Is this correct?
I mean, I give coins to the homeowner. I did it this past Chanukah.
You're like a Prisker. Wow.
Most people get like Shabbos candles.
Yeah, because it's
a
Shabbos candle.
So Shabbos candles, it's done also mishtatif
kapriti. So you're used to, like, I feel like women would be used to it.
But again, so many people, when they go to someone's home, won't be mishtatif for the light on their own as well, for Neros Shabbos. Neros Shabbos is another din on the bias, l'cha'ora. So the real question is, how come this Gemara, if it's giving the comprehensive list of bias, how come the Gemara doesn't include Neres Chanukah? So it could be because Rav Soloveitchik is wrong. And maybe Neres Chanukah is not a din on the bias. That could be because, perhaps, when you go through the sugya in Chanukah, the Gemara begins, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beso, then there's Mahadrin, and then Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. It's entirely possible that when there was the Ikar mitzvah of Chanukah, and that's what people were performing, they just light one candle in the home. So that's a mitzvah on the home. That's a din on the home. But once they say that you are mosif aholeich for every member of the household, you add an extra candle every night, etc. So maybe we are changing the nature of the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. And instead of being a mitzvah on the bias, now it becomes like a mitzvah on the gavra. Perhaps. So one possibility is that the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is not a mitzvah on the bayis, and that's why it's not listed in this braisa. I asked this question to Rav Schechter a couple of weeks ago, like around Chanukah time. I said, Rebbe, how come, like on Daf Gimel and Sukkah, doesn't say Chanukah? So he's like, yeah, you know, many of the braises in Shas are very early braises. There's a whole bunch of braises that were written before the Nes of Chanukah. I'm like, that's really creative. I'm like, what evidence do you have? This is like a really early braise. I don't know. But perhaps, again, you can't really prove anything from the absence of Neres Chanukah. Neres Shabbos might be more of an issue, although Neres Shabbos is less evidence from the Gemara that it's a mitzvah on the bias. Okay. Let's talk for a minute about ma'akeh. A home that is not 4x4 is exempt from ma'akeh. Now, there's a problem, because Judaism is a wonderful religion and the Rambam was born, no? So we open the Rambam. And the Rambam, you sent it around, so I'm just going to read what you sent. So the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph of Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says a home that does not have four Amis by four Amis is putter from a Ma'akeh. That's our Gemara. And then in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes roofs Echad Hagag Echad Kodav Shishbo Sakana V'Ra'uishi Kashel Bo Adam V'Yomos. kigon chayisol be'ero bar bechatzero bein sheyish ben mayin bein shein ben mayin chayv lasasun lahem choya gavo asar etfachem or lasasla kisui kidei shelo yipo ba adam v'yamos. And any mikshol, you have to remove it. So here's the problem. So if I have a home that's less than 4x4, the Gemara says, there's no mitzvah ma'akeh. But what do you mean there's no mitzvah ma'akeh? A pit is not a home. If I have a pit in my backyard, I have to put a manhole cover on it, or I have to build a fence around it so people don't fall in. That's the Rambam Halacha Dalet, lo sasim damim b'veisecha. So how come we're saying that a home that is not 4x4 is exempt from ma'akeh, when l'cha'or it's not exempt from ma'akeh, because you have to put a ma'akeh up in order that people shouldn't fall off of the roof. So it's not 4x4, but it still is dangerous. It's no worse than the pit. It's no worse than if someone has a bad dog, right? You have to get rid of that dog because it's a menace to society. It's dangerous. People could die. So how can the Gemara say that you're exempt from ma'akeh? L'chor, I'm not exempt from ma'akeh. I have to build a ma'akeh based not on the Rambam Halacha Aleph, but based on the Rambam Halacha Dalet. But this itself creates our question, because how can our Gemara say that you're exempt? That's the question.
You don't have the
mitzvahs aseh, but I have a lav. Absolutely. So the mitzvahs aseh for ma'akeh is only when I have a house that's 4x4. But if I have a pit, etc., I violate a lav if I don't have a ma'akeh. But that begs the question of our Gemara. Because our Gemara writes, Bayis she'im bo dalet al dalet, pater min ha-ma'akeh. Look, it sounds legamre, no? You just read the words. It says that you're putter. So what's going on here? Hello, Hannah.
Maybe 4x4 is like 4 and 4 up, and then it's not high enough to require a fence because it's not unseen.
Four, again, but here's the thing. In all the other cases that we have over here, 4x4 means length and width, not height. Right? Like every other case here. It's exceedingly unlikely that this is the one case. Fair? So what's the pshat? So many achronim say something along the same lines, which is that there are two dinim. There's the din of the mitzvah haseh of ma'akeh. For that you need a house that's 4x4. Then there's the lav to remove nezek. The last halacha in all of Shulchan Aruch, the last simin in Chayshan Mishpat, Tav Chav Zayin, are the dinim of ma'akeh. When you build a ma'akeh, you make a bracha. No? You make a bracha when you build a ma'akeh. But that's only the mitzvah saseh. You don't make a bracha when it's only a lav. We don't make a bracha not doing gaveris. I don't make a bracha when I pass by McDonald's, Baruch Hashem came from Matir Yisurim. You don't do that, no? You don't make brachas not to violate Yisurim. So, how come you're putter from ma'akeh? So the idea might be as follows. The idea maybe is that the second halacha, the iser, the lav of lo sasim damim b'veisecha, that's a lav that takes effect when a michshol can happen, or it's likely, or there's a good chance that a michshol will happen. There's a good chance that someone will stumble. When there's a pit, most people walk and they don't pay attention, they don't look down, so they might fall in the pit. So therefore you have to protect it, you have to put a manhole cover on, you have to build a fence. A roof is not likely that people are going to fall off. It takes talent, or a lot of LSD, to fall off a roof. It's not something. I actually have a brother-in-law who's a super genius who was playing tackle football on top of a roof in yeshiva, and he fell off. He caught the ball. Actually, he didn't. He fell off the roof. Big genius, right? So most people don't fall off the roof because most people, unlike the cartoons that you keep on walking and then you fall down when you look down, right? You're careful. You're not going to come too close to the edge. So maybe the lav of losasim damim beveisecha doesn't apply to a roof for one of two reasons. Because basically we're saying that losasim damim beveisecha is in the case where it's likely that someone will be nizok, will someone be damaged. It could be that the type of roof that people don't access. In my building, if I want to get up to the roof, right, there's going to be all these alarms that sound. To get up to the roof, right, you're not going to be able to get up to the roof. So therefore, there's no... Right, one more minute, sir. Therefore, there is no need for losasim damim beveisecha. Alternatively, even if people do go on the roof, we're not worried for such idiocy that they're going to fall off. Those are the two possibilities, which are very similar to each other, but effectively, what we're saying is that losasim damim beveisecha does not apply to the roof in this case, me'eza siba shehi. So we're talking about a case that you're totally putter from ma'akeh. Okay, chevra. Should have a good night.